Clubhouse.
There's a lot of content in the world.
I'm Chris
Each
Harrison.
Year, we're inundated Welcome. With thousands of hours of television, hundreds of new movies, and music every week. It can be overwhelming. How do you know what's worth your time and what you should just skip? Well, luckily, Pod Clubhouse is here to help.
This is Caroline.
This is Danny from ATX Gossip.
And this is Lauren.
Thanks you guys so much for coming out and listening to us today. We are going to be talking about The Bachelor spinoff, Listen to Your Heart. This one is a crazy one, guys and gals, because it is so dramatic. There are so many moments. There's tears. There's a lot of drunkenness. I'm surprised no one fell down, shockingly. And I think this is going to be one you are going to want to tune in each week. But you're going to find out at the end what we all think. Danny, can you tell us a little bit about this show and where did it come from?
So this, as you mentioned, is a spinoff of The Bachelor. This is the first of its kind. So it's a little different format than the normal Bachelor / Bachelorette series. This is an all-new cast, usually Bachelor and Bachelorette. They draw from the season prior and pull a Bachelor or Bachelorette that has really stuck out with fans, and they make them the main character, for lack of a better term. So in this one, it's all new cast, and they are all musicians, and that is why it's called Listen to Your Heart. As we will get into, we get a little bit of performance in the first episode, but as the series goes on, I think we're going to get a lot more musical performances.
It's only 6 episodes. I love that it's 6 episodes, but they're each 2 hours. I kind of like that.
Wait, is it 4 or 6?
I don't know. My thing said 6 episodes, all 2 hours each. I don't know. We'll have to peep on the... I'll go look real quick. You keep going.
Yeah, that sounds better than 4, because I was thinking, how are they going to get all of this drama into this short amount of time? And drama there is. That is what these Bachelor, Bachelorette series are known for. As you mentioned, a lot of tears, a lot of anger, a lot of yelling, and just a lot of all over drunkenness. And so just like Bachelor in Paradise, what's happening on this series is that they start off with a smaller number of men than women. So by the end of the first episode, 4 of the men go home. Now, in the next episode, there will be some new women introduced so that the men are in charge of picking who gets to stay. And then I assume from week 3 on, the cast will be set. It appears that in the next episode, they will bring in the remaining cast members who aren't in episode 1. So, I mean, that's the short version. Although, if you really want a summary, the line at the beginning of the show is, "Will a shared love of music lead to a love that is shared forever?"
Oh my God. Who can even know? We can't. We cannot know. So, okay, I peeped on it. It's 6 episodes, 2 hours each. So hopefully that's going to make for a lot of excitement in terms of being able to tune in and sit down. It's like get your popcorn and like sit for a long while. Tell me, were you guys surprised at there being 12 girls and 8 guys? Was this like, this is what you expected, how we were going to start, or not so much?
I really loved that concept. It made me think that the guys were really going to have to put the moves on and work some strategy to get a rose, because even when they found that they were liking the same girl and maybe the girl wasn't vibing with them, they knew in order to get a rose, they had to make at least some girl like them. It was kind of fun to see how the guys were strategizing to get that initial rose, because it's pretty quickly on, 4 people are definitely going home.
I think it was also smart to start with the more men than women, because the men really had to figure out how to play this game of flirting with multiple women. I don't know, maybe it comes easier to women to do that. But I thought that was interesting to start with that direction, and with the women having the power, because it's nice to see the women have the power.
It's 2020, right? It's about time. We can do that.
Exactly.
So we also have the every week of the romantic date cards. And so that is something that is common on the Bachelor series, right, Danny?
It is, yes. What's interesting about this one is that we don't have to see the man or the woman be in the date every week. That's the that's what I really like about this concept, that we're getting to see a variety of men and a variety of women. I'm not a huge fan of Bachelor, Bachelorette. I tried to watch this last season with Peter. I could not handle it. I watched 1 episode because Chase Rice was on it. But other than that, I did not watch. So it's nice to have the mix of people. And if you don't like one person, you might like someone else.
Yeah, I have to agree. I also don't really love The Bachelor, but this show definitely was more appealing to me because of the musical aspect, even just getting a little peek into what their musical performances will be like coming up, like makes me really excited to see what each of these musicians are like. And also the chemistry that they have with each other.
I'll tell you the one thing, though, that is the same as The Bachelor, Bachelorette that I like is if you've ever seen the skit on SNL when they make fun of The Bachelor, that's still going to happen, where the girl comes over and is like, excuse me, can I steal him for a minute? Can I just talk to him for a minute?
Super funny. When they did it, I was like, no, they're actually going to do that. No. So are you ever allowed to say no when they say, can I steal him for a minute? Can you be like, no thanks?
You would want to every time, right? If you're having a really good moment and somebody comes up and does that, it just seems kind of rude.
Exactly. I feel like I would say no. I would be that person who bucked the system. Nope, you can't have a minute. Bye now.
Exactly. Be like, thanks for asking. That was super polite. Move along. I'm already in the hot tub, toots. Move it along. Oh my gosh. Okay. So one of the things that's interesting about this is that it's a musical show where I do feel like there's that sense of a competition because you have to be coupled up. But at the same time, there's no prize per se. There's no recording contract at the end. There's no prize money for you to go start your career together or anything. So this truly is like, what you're leaving with is the relationship you guys build, and that is it. Do you guys think they should have offered a prize or something?
Yeah, it would make sense that there would be a recording contract. You're absolutely right. But I also think that it might not be quite as annoying as some of these other competition shows because there is no actual prize they need to win in the end. They're just trying to find the love of their life in 3 days.
I have to disagree that there's not a prize, though. They're on a huge show. This is enormous exposure. And there's no way, if they don't have chemistry and talent and love, that there's no way that they won't get a contract, you know, with a recording studio.
True.
Exposure is key. I mean, obviously, especially when you're a young, new musician, I mean, just getting your stuff heard is pretty much your biggest hurdle. So hopefully for some of these people, that'll happen. Let's get into some of our characters, because I think that there are a couple of them who played this really smart, and some, y'all, I just know are going to stir that shit right up.
Yep.
Her name is Rudy.
Yep.
Rudy with an I, baby.
She's from San Antonio.
She is. Let's just get right into Rudy. Let's just start talking Rudy. What is her biz?
I love her personality, and I actually could see myself being friends with her. But she handled Matt so terribly. Also, her singing seems to be amazing as well. But, you know, I feel like she just completely blew everything to a level that it wasn't. Like, whenever he wanted to kiss her, it's like whenever she didn't kiss him, it made him wonder how she felt about him. And that's why he ended up taking another girl on a date, I believe. It was just a date, but she blew it completely out of proportion and kind of messed things up for herself, even though she really liked him.
I will tell you guys that I watched it twice. Yep, glutton for punishment over here. I watched it twice, and he did not promise to take her on the date.
I said the same thing. As soon as she said it out loud, I was like, he did not. He did not tell you that. That is bullshit.
I knew that he must not have told her, because you know those producers would have rolled that back had he said it to show it to us as the viewer, and they did not.
You are right. And anyway, didn't it seem clear when he said, like, can I talk to you for a minute? And then he's like, Mel, can I talk to you for a minute? When the second girl went to go chit-chat Rudy, you didn't think you weren't a shoo-in at that point?
Yeah, you're right.
Super weird. Okay, so Rudy, definitely going to be a shit-stirrer. She's the type of girl that I think that, wasn't she? Okay, I'm going to look on my little notes here. There was the one chick who was like doing that thing in the mirror. I want to say it was Rudy.
Oh, she's my favorite. Becca. Becca. She gave herself a little pep talk.
Yeah. Are you talking about musical theater girl?
Yes. Yes. From DC.
Oh my gosh. You liked her?
My gosh.
I love her. I think she's going to be great.
What?
She's so theatrical. I do think that she is bringing, I wrote down DC, OMG with the prepping in the mirror. I was like, you are so funny.
I already feel like we have huge difference of opinions on these people, because the fact that I'm like, yeah, I like Rudy. She's got a funny personality and she's And then you guys are like, we like Becca, and I think she's annoying. Oh, geez.
By the way, her pep talk ended by her saying, you deserve to have love thrust upon you.
Well, if that isn't the sexiest way you could say that, that is too funny. Oh, my God. Well, Becca, though, besides that part where they highlighted her at the beginning, she was a kind of, she was pretty quiet, I felt like, during the actual 2 hours.
She was, but if you think about it, she was the sounding board for Rudy. And that's, I think, the other reason that she stood out for me. She's the one who Rudy cried to, like when Rudy was really upset about Matt, she talked to her. And then at the end, when they're seeing who got roses, she was kind of reacting to all that. And she was just so dramatic that it just, it highly amused me.
She's just the peanut gallery over there being like, no, what the hell? Like, that's her whole part.
That's exactly she's, what she was doing.
I know.
I feel like she's here to amuse. That is the, her whole purpose. When she's talking to herself in the mirror and doing her...
You got to have some of those people, though. You know, you've got to have a couple of people like Michael. Let's talk about him.
He's a something, isn't he?
He is something.
Oh, my God. Did you guys not care about his hot touch? You didn't want to be a part of his hot touch?
I think it's funny that he was the first person to bust out in song. And I was like, that's what you're going to go with? That's it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When it said, when she goes, I wonder if there's going to be a douchebag. And then literally the camera's like, yep, Michael. I was like, oh my God, that editing was too funny. Like, it was just right up in his grill. And every time he talked to a girl, he's like, I like your face. I like your lips. I was like, stop talking, man. Just stop.
But we do need to mention how well Savannah handled him. Yeah. Like, she was kind of like being polite and beatboxing with him, even though she's like, you're a total freaking weirdo. Like, beatbox away. Okay. And then he was like, I like your lips. I really like your lips.
Don't you like my lips?
Don't you like mine? She's like, yeah, your lips are great. Like,
she's like, they open and close just fine.
Oh my God. Couldn't think of a better way to handle him. I mean, she did it. I liked her for that.
I have one more thing to point out about Rudy. Rudy is 24 and claims to have dated all of LA already.
Wow. She is a speedster. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. Well, you know, Rudy, I feel she is going to peel back in layers of drama. We are going to see so much. She's going to be the girl that she's definitely going to take a spill. I'm putting my money on the table. If she does not fall within these episodes, then I don't know what spazzes do fall. And I think she does.
She was one of the drunker ones, it seemed.
Oh, gosh.
She started getting that lazy face. I get the lazy face, so I know what it looks like.
when they were talking, though, and there was like, you're so right, that when you could tell when the alcohol kicked in with Jamie, she's like, I'm really enjoying myself. And you're like, oh, my God. Like, someone give her Quaaludes or something. What the frig?
Have you guys ever seen the show Unreal on Lifetime?
I have, but not in a long time.
Unreal is fiction, but it's based on the concept of The Bachelor. And I believe the woman who wrote it worked on The Bachelor or an equivalent show. And the main thing I learned from that series that I know happens in real life is that these producers are all assigned girls. So when they break, you know, with the, can I talk to you for a minute? Probably if they said no, the producer would pull them to the side and say, we're going to do that again. And you're going to say yes. So they have these producers for each girl and they are just plying them with alcohol. I mean, that's the goal, is to get them to be crazy.
Absolutely. And I can remember that they were saying, like, in the green room before, they're given tons by the time. I mean, every part of it is like a cocktail party. They're just like refilling their glasses like the whole time. I mean, I feel for them because, you know, I would be hard pressed to keep my shit together very, very long. I appreciate it. You guys, let's get into Savannah again, though, because she, for me, stood out right away when they introduced her, because everyone else was wearing like the formal prom wear. And she actually had like a cool crop top. I liked her ensemble.
I loved her outfit.
Right? Yeah, she had the best outfit.
Yeah, I loved it. And I kind of felt bad for her, though, because how much time did she have to spend listening to either Matt talk about someone or Trevor talk about how he loves Jamie? And then Savannah's like, I can see how you like her. You're like, what? Poor Savannah. Like, no one's even talking to her. Awkward. What'd you guys think about, let's say, Sheridan? Sheridan is an Austin dude.
Okay, I have things to say about Sheridan.
Let's go.
Okay, so first of all, he says he's living in Austin right now. He did not make it sound like he was from anywhere near Austin, which didn't surprise me because of two things he said. One, he said he has a typical Austin look.
Yes!
Listen, I love me some lumberjacky, shaggy, manly men. And there are a lot of those, but his is not really that. I wouldn't call it the typical Austin look. I'm not dogging him in any way. His look's fine, but I don't think it's the typical Austin look.
I could not agree with you harder. When I heard him say that, I was like, from like when? Like 1990? Like this is not anywhere near a current Austin look.
Exactly. Then he also said, in Austin, you can throw a rock and hit a musician in a big hat. I have to disagree with that statement. First of all, we are really seriously lacking musicians at this point. Again, my blog is ATX Gossip, so I gossip about Austin. And we have an issue with musicians even being able to afford to live in this town. So, so I wouldn't say that we even have one on every corner. And they definitely all aren't wearing big hats. That's like the most cliche thing you could say about anywhere in Texas.
I so agree. And I feel embarrassed for him that he felt that he needed to say things like that. Why bother? And I'm sorry, did he do an advertisement for his car?
He sure did. He loves him that Subaru. I think he also thinks driving a Subaru makes him very Austin-y.
No, that was Sheila.
Sheila. That was so odd. He was like, this is my Subaru. And then he goes, it's a little bit tight. And he gets in the back and he bangs his head, y'all. He banged his head.
He did. And he said that the thing on the top, again, another thing that makes him not Austin. He talked about how the thing on the top is just for hats.
He's so confused. Oh my God, he's cracking me up. I feel like he borrowed that hat from like Blossom. Like, what the frig?
Blossom.
Or like Culture Club or something. Like, I don't know where this hat came from exactly, but it is not of this time. It is not of this time, sir. Oh my God. And even the long hair and stuff. I'm sorry. No, the whole thing. Mm-mm, Sheridan.
He didn't like it, huh?
He was not turning me on. I was like, move along.
Lauren, which guy did you like?
I liked Trevor the best. California guy. And I loved how his intro, he described his dog. He was like, yeah. I want somebody. First of all, his dog's in the shot. He's like, I'm looking for someone who's loyal and likes to go on walks and likes to go outside.
Oh my God. Like, right. He's like, enjoys treats and also just, doesn't mind if I rub her belly. Like, what's your deal?
I don't know. I just liked that he was not taking the interview so seriously and trying to be super corny or romantic. I just liked him.
And
it doesn't hurt that he's super cute.
I was going to say, as Katy Perry said, he's so hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I liked him for more than just that, for sure.
And the fact that he was on American Idol, I think, bodes well for him actually having talent.
For sure.
Yes.
However, his musical performances didn't completely amaze me. I thought they were good. It wasn't bad. It just, what I saw wasn't giving me goosebumps or anything.
Well, maybe he was nervous. Was?
The guy who was giving me some goosebumps in terms of just like recognizing that if you're not singing and the camera's on, you're doing something wrong. That would be Chris. I was like, he's like bossing himself over at the piano. He's playing a guitar. He's like doing his thing. Like, all the time. He's like, is the camera on? Like, he's over here singing. You're like, well, okay, if I'm not going to be around long, at least I'm going to constantly show my talent.
He's working for that prize that Lauren mentioned.
Right? Would you play it the same way? Would you be like, if I don't have something going on, I should be singing or playing an instrument?
That's one strategy for sure. I mean, especially if you're not feeling like any of the girls are going to pick you.
Yeah. It would be tough because you would also be at the risk of coming off as super annoying. Like Michael the douche.
Yes, correct.
See, I think it's different to do the like Neiman Marcus piano player on the side where you're just playing and enjoying, being a little bit of the atmosphere, as opposed to Michael who comes right up into your grill and is like, bah, 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 and you're like, shut
what
up.
What are you gonna be, bops, bebop, boobop, bop, deep, bop,
oh, painful. So painful. Oh my God. Okay, so tell me a girl that you thought was amazing. Lauren, you hit that one.
Well, I liked Savannah the best, probably. I like her edgy vibe, yoga, free spirit. I like that she's from Nashville. And I just really was impressed how she had to handle the weirdest dude right off the bat. And I feel like she wasn't rude to him and she wasn't a bitch, but she still like didn't have to hang around him long and blew him off kindly.
I'm betting she was sober because I feel like if you had had those drinks by the end of the night, you maybe wouldn't be able to handle it so well.
You'd be like, get your lips away from me. Oh my God.
Well, I just felt like she seemed kind to him. She kind of came off in her interviews as kind of hard. Like, I'm not here for a pretty face. I'm here to find a connection, you know, just kind of driven and focused. When she was actually handling people, she handled them with care, I felt like. And I think I liked that about her.
The other girl we haven't talked about that got a lot of screen time was Jamie, who is 21 and says that every guy has cheated on her. And I kind of came up with a theory by the end. And again, she's 21 and she had a lot of emotion going on in a very short amount of time. So my theory with the every guy that she done her, she might be a stage 5 clinger. Might be. I'm not judging, but she might be.
Do you mean falling in love with two men in the course of
one hour?
Right.
I think it was less than an hour.
No shit, right? Well, and I wrote Nashville, bouncy, silly, 21. Those were my notes on Jamie. I was like, good Lord. When they were doing her little opening scene, she literally did this like jig bounce thing that I was like, oh, child, you are going to get eaten up in this house. I do not know what you're trying to do here. This is going to be not good.
Well, I did feel like it was a criticism to the show, though, that we didn't feel as connected to her relationship as her emotional response towards the end made it seem like she had spent all this time with these people. And we were like, okay, so is she crazy to be this emotional in 1 hour, or have she actually had a lot of time that we missed seeing? Because it seemed irrational.
I think it's the first part.
Do you think she's emotionally unstable? I think her age showed very much here, just her being very young.
Very much so. I agree. I don't know why they thought she could handle the situation at all. I really don't. It's confusing. Let's talk about Julia, because I thought that she had a lot going on with her.
Well, you talk about her. You start.
Okay, I'm going to talk right about her. That red dress, I love it. I love that you didn't come in on sequins, but that you came in with like a bright color. I'm for it. Love the nonprofit music therapy program. I was all over that. The cystic fibrosis stuff, I was like, okay, do you actively have this? I want to know more. I think we're going to get more from her. And boy, did she have a lot of guys' eyes. Like, everybody was like, Julia, please. What'd you guys think about her?
She also seems very kind. And I liked that. Although I'm not sure which dude she really likes, because it did feel like she was really into at least two of them.
Josh was confusing, you guys. He was confusing. Like, they kept describing him as this big built guy. I was like, am I seeing a different guy than they're all seeing? Because I didn't think Josh was like all that.
I have to agree. I didn't even really notice him. But I did notice that Julia had a way with the guys. They all were really crazy about her. And she seems nice. She didn't stand out to me in any kind of way, but definitely the guys seem to really like her.
This is going
to
sound really weird because I can't even like put a finger on why I felt this way, but she was giving me these Claire Danes vibes. And it might be because, I don't know if you guys watch Homeland, but every dude that comes across her path is into her. And maybe that was it. And maybe it's just the way she looks at people, like the eye contact. But for some reason, she was giving me those vibes.
I love that. She definitely had a magnetism. I mean, I felt like everybody was into her. And I feel like even the girls were like, check out Julia. Like, look what she's doing over there. Like, she had everybody's eyes for sure. Can we talk about a couple of people who, what the hell? Did you guys realize there was a country guy named Jack? I didn't even know he was there.
No.
Wait, is that the guy? Was he from Texas? Because there was a Texas dude that they never even mentioned.
Yes, I believe that was Jack. I was like, what are you doing over there?
How ticked off would you be if you were on that show and when you went to watch the first episode, you didn't exist?
You didn't even have a name.
Well, terrible. Neither did that guy, Russell, who was wearing the black leather jacket, who literally did not speak the entire time.
Did you hear the girls go, who's Russell?
That was so funny. but I was like, that is like terrible. Danny, when someone said Danny's name, I was like, who's a Danny? Like, I didn't like pick up on him at all. He was not on my radar screen. And Josh, too. Those were my four that like, I was like, you guys, I don't even know. I mean, I know they were trying to make a big deal with Julie and Josh, but I was just like, I don't get it. I don't understand those two.
Well, how about Cheyenne, who we didn't see at all, and then she makes a big splash in the end.
That was such a power play move, though, right? Like, she was just trying to keep people in play.
Okay, you know,
smart.
That was not her decision, y'all. You know whose decision that was.
I have to agree. That was a producer saying, this guy's not going yet.
Yep.
So, and you didn't make a connection, so you pick him.
I love that, and you're totally right. Obviously, Matt is going to come in here and continuously be poking the bear, aka Rudy, the entire time. The whole time, she's going to be like, stop poking me. It's going to be not good. Cheyenne, though, she did have that one small moment when Chris was playing the piano and she started to kind of sing, and it wasn't that good, y'all.
Agreed. I was kind of like, oh, listen to her. I don't have a good joke here.
She tried, right? She like tried, but like she just like, she like warbled out like a couple notes and then just sort of like kind of scooted away. I was like, that was not good. Right.
But did you hear whenever Jamie and Ryan were on their date and something that Jamie really liked about him was that he changed the key for her? She was like, it was just so thoughtful of him to change the key for me so that I could, you know, sing to my potential or whatever. You know, it could have been something like that where he was just playing in the wrong key. And you know what I mean?
For sure. That makes sense.
That's true.
They weren't like complimenting each other in that
moment. Yeah, they
were just
kind of jacking around and hate to be too critical.
For sure. Let's talk about Ryan for a minute since you brought him up. I want to talk about, what did you guys feel from him? Because I liked how right after that moment where she was saying about the changing the key, she started to sing and he goes, that's better. And the way that he said it in this very steady coach / supportive, encouraging partner voice was like, oh, you are already making a connection here, sir. Like, I really feel this.
I definitely felt that. But first off, ladies, can you please tell me who he looks like? Because it's driving me nuts.
He's a mix of, he's the baby of John Mayer and Edward Cullen from the Twilight.
I like it. I like that very much.
For sure.
That's funny. Oh, gosh.
And it was very ironic that they had him singing that John Mayer song. Because he looks like John Mayer, and then he's like, John Mayer's my idol. And you're like, no, I wouldn't have guessed.
You're like, did you perm your hair to do that? Oh my God, that's too funny.
But do you like the Twilight series? That's what I want to know. Are you cold?
What do you guys really think about the Trevor, Ryan, Jamie, Sitch there? Like, is there actually real drama there, or is this not really?
I think there maybe was in the beginning, but I think from here on out, it's going to be Jamie, Ryan.
Do you mean Jamie, Trevor?
I think it's Jamie, Trevor.
Trevor. Sorry.
No, say it again. We were both like, do what? What? That's shocking.
He's gone.
You are like a psychic.
Sorry. Yes, Jamie, Trevor. Thank you, ladies, for correcting me.
No problem. Yeah, no. So, yeah, I agree that when she started mooching on him, she did like a small mooch, like let me taste those lips. And then she was like, oh, mama need those lips. And she like went on in. And that was like a whole scene. Do you guys think you could make out with these people the way that these guys do? Like, just like be like, hey, so I like your lips. And then just start being like, nom, nom, nom. Like, could you do this?
When I was 21, I could have.
I think with the mix of alcohol and you have to remember, they are in like a fantasy land. This is not real life. In real life, no. But if you're in the fantasy mansion patio
wearing
party,
my sequins dress that I had in my closet.
You've been doing cocktail hours since noon, maybe.
What'd you guys
cocktail
make of Mel?
Cocktail hour since noon.
It was cocktail hour, I think, since they woke up, right? You know, they started with mimosas and they rolled. You guys, was it my imagination or were the girls in normal beds and the men were like in a bunkhouse?
Okay, I was going to ask that because I thought we were going to talk about the mansion at the beginning and then we kind of went.
Oh, we're
going
to talk about the mansion when we talk about the setting here for sure. So let's finish up the characters. We can finish up our characters first. All right, let's move over to Mel because we missed her completely. What's up with Mel?
Mel seems like a pretty cool chick. To me, it seems like she's really going with the flow because she was on a date with one dude and then was with another dude. And it was like, so it didn't even like, she didn't come off as a jerk. I was like, oh yeah, she's just playing the field. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, she might end up being a dark horse in this because You're right. She's not standing out, but she also is likable and very, you know, everything she's done, you're like, oh yeah, she's cool. I like her.
That's the exact line I would use. I'd be like, she's cool. I totally want to be her friend. Like, she seems someone who's like outgoing, but she's going to be like a great wingman, not like overdo anything. Like, Rudy would just grate on me at some point where she's just like up my ass crying all the time. I'd be like, Rude, cool it over there. And, you know, I think Mel would be like my cool, you know, she'd be chill.
I like that Mel has that purple pastel-y hair going on, but I gotta tell you, next week when Ruby Jane comes in, she's got the pink pastel hair. So I feel like it's like she doesn't have that cool thing going for her solo any longer.
I'm gonna be very My Little Pony up in here real quick.
I think Rudy ends up copying her because her dude ended up liking her.
Oh, you're talking some jive. I don't know. What does that mean?
You know, Rudy does seem to be kind of, you know, maybe that way.
What? What do you think Rudy's into? I'm not sure.
I think Rudy's into drama, personally.
For sure. Rudy could start a threesome up in here, we don't even know what's gonna happen. Things are gonna go crazy, I think. Like, starting next episode, it's gonna go nuts.
But I liked Rudy too. Like, she did seem like funny and fun to hang around too. She did. She wasn't all bad.
I don't think she was bad. I just think she's a lot. And that's cool, because in this show, you got to stand out a little bit, right?
Well, that is true. She just took everything a little bit more than she should have. And I hope that she can learn from that, because she actually is a cool chick with a cool personality, but she just is a little more drama than necessary.
Agree. Let's talk about a couple people who actually were kind of quieter, like Brie.
I don't remember Brie.
I don't know enough about Brie to say much. She's gorgeous.
I wrote down Utah.
She's a great aunt. She loves her nieces and nephews.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Her and like her male counterpart is Gabe, which I was like, Gabe, where were you this entire thing? I remember you were from Houston. I remember your sports. Yeah. I remember you really care about God. But then once we started the actual show, I was like, Gabe, where you be? I don't even know where you are.
I saw his interview in front of the McGovern Centennial Gardens or whatever, park, whatever, in Houston. I'm like, oh, I've been there before.
Well, it's like I thought they did a nice little, you know, montage for him. But then after that, I was like, did you even come into the show? I swear to God, I didn't see you.
He's cutie, too.
Yeah, he's cute, but I did not really notice him or her, like I said. But maybe next week, maybe we'll get a more of a glimpse of them in episode 2.
Okay, so I feel like the only other person... Did we talk about Brandon? Do you guys feel like we talked about Brandon?
We did not talk about Brandon.
Okay, let's talk about him for a moment.
He didn't really stand out much for me either, but I know he's with the model chick, right? Didn't they start pairing up?
Savannah.
She's a model. That's how I think of her.
But I thought his name was Brennan.
Oh, did you? I thought it was Brandon.
Looking
I could be wrong.
It's Brandon. I just heard it wrong.
All good.
He was the military guy.
Yeah, he was funny. The way that they slip in information was so funny. Savannah, when she's like, well, if I was going to do that, I could just go back to my modeling. And you were like, oh, you're a model? That's how you're sliding that in. Or like Brandon's like, I'm the only Marine without a tattoo. And you're like, oh, you're a Marine? Like,
well, he did say that at the very beginning, though.
So it's like very slippery, though, to just continuously bring it up. Like, you're like, it's really hard when I have these big muscles, you know? It's like, it could really mess up the tattoo. You're like, oh my God. All right, you guys. So do you guys want to talk about like the dates or anything? Or do you just want to just generally say, like, did you like the dates? Did you think they were cool and different? What do you think? Obviously, we really only have the one that was the main one.
Well, we had two. We had two. The one that Rudy got the shaft on. And then the other. So, yeah, we only got to hear one musical performance, correct?
Yes, the Gravity one with Ryan and Jamie. Yes. And I thought it was cool that they actually got to go to Capitol Studios. And it was very clear to me that Jamie had no idea who she was working with the professionals. And Ryan totally knew who they were, which I thought was hilarious.
Well, she's 21.
And a Mippet.
And scene.
Exactly. I love that they added those little things like the Frank Sinatra microphones and stuff. You guys, if this was your dream, wouldn't that like blow your brains that you're actually being a part of all this?
Yes.
This was a dream date for especially somebody in this industry.
Okay. And then the other date, you guys, really the full focus was on the fact that Matt just fumbled the actual asking of the date. I mean, the date itself really didn't even get much play. It was getting played over the top with like Rudy bitch talking Matt everywhere. Meshed them together.
My favorite part of that date was when they were like, oh my God, this is so amazing. We get to be up close and personal with the plain white tees. And I was like, That's the plain white tees?
Yes, exactly. Their date, I thought, was cool in a way, but it was so overshadowed with the whole, you know, what the fuck is Rudy up to, that it was just like, oh God, when you get home, Matt, you're going to have a whole pile of shit to deal with, and we're just laughing at you.
And also, because Mel and Matt didn't end up having any chemistry, I think that's part of the reason it was kind of uneventful, is I don't think that they really hit it off so well.
That is a good call. And that's a key part about all this, is that if you're not going to be able to show some chemistry, you got to move along, right? What did you guys think about their daytime socialing? Like when they had, like, Trevor was talking to Jamie, and we had like a bunch of kind of like little parts where they're just sort of like kissing over here. Then someone's like, you know what? I wrote this song for you. And like, well, how about you come on over here? Do you guys like moments like that? Or are you like, that is so contrived and bizarre, I like can't even.
I think that's just a first episode thing, honestly, because we're going to get into the dates and they're going to be focused more on these love triangles and things like that. I think they just needed the mix of the day and the night drunkenness for us to get to know the characters and feel attached to them a little bit.
When I'm seeing that, I feel super annoyed that the person that I kind of like the most likes the person I don't really have a lot of respect for, which is Trevor liking Jamie. So I think, I don't know if they do that on purpose to have the viewer kind of like a little irritated, or if that's just my personal opinion. I don't know how everybody else is feeling, but when I'm seeing those, I'm like, oh, why do you like her? Like, she's trouble. Like, she's the one being like, I don't want to deal with drama. And then, like, you see the clip over to her being like, oh, I just don't trust myself to make a decision.
Oh, my God. And she takes her hands down and there's absolutely no tears on her face. Her hands out and her face is totally dry. She's like, and she just like puts her hands down. And you're like, maybe you should have waited till they like cut the camera before you take your hands down.
Oh, wow. I didn't notice that.
So let's talk about the rose ceremony. Now, I know this is like a tried and true situation with Bachelor. I didn't really know how this would work exactly with like who is going to pick what. Do they typically do any type of strategy, Danny, when it comes to like Bachelor or anything? Or is it like truly like you pick the guy you like? Or is it any game, even for the contestants, to like keep certain people in play, to kind of like bust up other people? Or is it all producer driven? What do you guys think?
This is totally different than the usual show because, like I said, it's usually one man or one woman, and then they're all the opposite sex. So this one is a little bit different. I think the strategy at this point was obviously some of them are picking the person they think they might be into, and then others are picking who they think it might be fun to keep around, whether it's fun to keep them around to mess with someone else, or they just are a fan of reality TV and they're like, I know what's going to happen here. I'm going to keep that guy. Or they're keeping somebody around because they think they're a really good musician and they're hoping they'll get the chance to work with them.
That's a super good point about the, like, in order for you to stay, you've got to have chemistry with somebody during the actual duet parts. So some of this you have to like take into account. Like, if you choose some guy just because you want to screw around with like this other couple over here, and then you get out there and you have to stand on a stage with judges and you like went with that strategy, you are going to be really sad.
Yeah, I think you definitely have to pay attention to people's genre to make sure that it's going to be something that jives with you on stage.
Let's talk about for just a second. So this is going to end up being a competition show, and we are going to have some pretty cool judges. Are you guys familiar with anybody who's going to be judging?
Well, I did see in the promo for next week, and I'm trying to remember who it was. They were all people I know, and they said they were like the biggest names in music.
I saw Kesha was going to be there. Jewel, Taye Diggs.
Oh, yeah. Jewel, Taye Diggs. That's it.
Yeah. Cool. Jordan Rogers. Yeah. These were like other people from.
So not Beyonce.
Not Beyonce.
They said the biggest name.
Well, although they pulled her out at the beginning as the consummate, you know, couple of music.
That's so true.
They that already used her name once. So that was enough. You guys, let's talk about the mansion and the actual setting and what they do with these contestants and how they get this feeling of romance and fantasy.
Well, first off, there's a little tidbit about the mansion. So on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, they use the same mansion every season, and it is owned by a normal billionaire family, who leaves for the 2 weeks at a time that they're going to shoot. They take all their belongings, put them into storage, they let the producers use the show, and then they come back. That is not the case with this show, they needed to get a new mansion for this spinoff series because they needed more space, they said. I mean, I don't know necessarily, well, in the house, I guess, yes, because it's different sexes, but also they needed the space on the lawn for some of these performances and dates that they're setting up. So it's a giant mansion that is on a ranch. So that's something that's a little bit different than in the past. And as someone on Twitter put up that the regular Bachelor Mansion should be quaking in their boots because this one's pretty good.
It's beautiful. When they did the pullback shot, you know, when you're like coming back from commercial or whatever, and it's like you get to see the whole grounds. I mean, shit, how are you not being overwhelmed when you pull up in that limo in your teeny tiny dress? What do you guys think about the way that they actually kind of set this up? Like, Lauren, you touched on the idea that this is like a fantasy with the hot tub and the different little kind of vignettes. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know that I have a lot to say either on this topic, to be totally honest with you. I mean, I think it's just a traditional style of the show.
I think it's hilarious to be at like a dinner party thing and then like 1 second later you're like, well, then I just was in my bikini and then I just hopped in the hot tub. Like, I think that's so funny. There's something so Playboy Mansion-y to me, the feel of it, that's just like anyone could be just making out at any time, the whole thing. It's very funny. I'm really hoping that the music part starts to kind of squash a little bit about that, because they should have to be like practicing more, right? Like if they're going to have to be actually going in front of Kesha or Jewel or something like that, they best have some more practice time than like, you know, seeing if you could dog paddle in the hot tub.
Yeah, you definitely got that vibe when they first arrived and they were all just kind of like not knowing what to expect next. And they're at this party and they kind of don't know what to do with themselves. That part of the atmosphere, you could really feel their anticipation for what's going to happen. Or they were all kind of wondering, where am I going to stand here compared to all of these other characters? And people were coming in and they're kind of feeling intimidated. And
I'm sorry, I can't get past dog paddling in the hot tub. I'm going to need a visual of this. The next time
exactly
you're in a hot tub,
looks like
I'd like to see you dog paddle across it.
Oh, you know you would, because I'd put on my bikini and then the other person's on the other side and I'm like, like I can't, like I'm trying to swim, like, oh, I just, it's like such a big hot tub, I'm so tiny. Yeah, that's what happens. That I liked that. Was it you guys, was it Rudy who was like the whole kiss, was it Rudy when the whole kiss thing has happened and instead she like ducks her head under the water?
Was that her?
I'm trying to remember. It was definitely dark hair.
I think it was remember she didn't kiss Matt.
Yes,
and she said, you know, wouldn't that ruin it? Like they'd had this awesome time together. And then he's like, you know, with time as an essence, shouldn't you judge people based on their kiss? And she's like, well, yeah, I do. And then he's, you know, like, okay.
You guys, that's a very good line. I think we should all put that in our pocket.
Too.
We should be like, so, hey, I was just wondering, do you judge people how they kiss? And just see what happens.
I thought it was a great line. I know. And then the fact that she was like, oh, I think it would just like ruin everything. Like we've known each other for a whole hour and like, we don't want to mess up the foundation of awesomeness that we have.
What would our grandchildren think if I kissed you now? What are you talking about, you Muppet?
That's what I'm saying. She put too much weight in everything. It's like she just couldn't be lighthearted and be like, whatever. Like, you know, it's just a kiss.
I think that time is of the essence line is way better than my, I've had 5 bourbons. Do you want to make out?
Did somebody say that?
That's
no, Danny's line.
That's me.
That's Danny's actual line.
Oh, I was like.
I might have heard that line, Danny. You might have given me a little pinchy pinch on the butt once in a while.
I did hear the like, I like your lips. I really like, I mean, that's
you're like, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
I'm taking away a lot of really good dating tips from this show.
Exactly. First of all, you better pack your bikini because you don't know where you could be at a cocktail party. And all of a sudden,
and learn to dog
you got
paddle.
A dog paddle. You've got to show your skills in a nautical sense real quick. Super funny. Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, was there any parts to this that you felt like completely did not work? This is a tried and true format of The Bachelor, Bachelorette. We're adding on this layer of music. Was there any part to it that you were like, that just sucked and I wish they took that out?
I guess I thought that seeing Jamie so emotional at the end, I felt like she must have had to have more experiences with these people than we were seeing. I feel like they cut so much out And what I've heard from other reality stars, is, you know, when they're trying to justify how their actions are, is that so much of it gets cut. The producers form their characters based on just little tiny clips of their experiences. I definitely feel like that happened. We got a very, just the high and lows, and they didn't add up to making a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I do think that this is going to feel very rushed, as we said in the beginning, that they are really condensing this down to a shorter season than a normal reality dating show. And we're going to feel that for sure.
Editing also always plays such a huge role in a reality show. I always, always put stock in the idea that if your story is shown early on, you're dead meat because they are not going to keep you around for long. That is my usual go-to. However, they tricked my ass because I did not even know Jack's name and he went home. Usually, I would say in that case, Jack's going to go for a long time because they haven't even bothered to delve into his character at all. But no, switcheroo, Bachelor.
So that's what a lot of critics, for lack of a better word, the online critics are saying about the new characters coming in. So we saw Natasha. So for episode two that we've seen teased, we get a little glimpse at this girl, Natasha. But there are two other girls, which we mentioned we hardly even see. They each get one frame, like one tiny little clip. And so a lot of people are saying like, well, obviously they're not sticking around. But on the other hand, Caroline's theory might be correct. That these girls come in, they haven't really been shown in the trailer. They're really going to mess things up for some other couple and be around for the rest of the season. I mean, that's my hope since I know Ruby Jane. So
I want Ruby Jane to be like a big damn part of this show because I want you to be like giving us all kinds of like behind the scenes info after the fact. I want you to be tweeting us, telling us what we need to be checking out. Be like, you see that? Ruby's actually not wearing any underwear. We'll be like, no, I cannot believe it. Just any kind of like little secret stuff you can give us.
Well, I will tell you one little inside scoop that I don't fully understand, but I guess maybe we'll see next week. Because she wasn't on the first episode, everybody on Facebook was like, hey, wait, where's Ruby? Like, I'm watching for her. And in multiple comments, her mom wrote, just wait, she's a legit artist. She used the term legit artist two or three times at least. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean that these three new girls that come in have some kind of music cred? Because I will tell you that Ruby Jane has been on ACL Live. She's played with Willie Nelson. She played with Lady Gaga at South by 1 year. So perhaps these next three coming in are really big art, like big. They're still relatively unknown, but you know what I mean? Like they have more cred than the others.
They're genuine, huh? They're going to be the authentic real deal. They're going to suss out the Cheyennes, huh?
Well, and people like Rudy, who's already intimidated by the people that are there, is going to make her really lose her mind.
So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, this is the part of Love It or Leave It when we go around and you have to tell us, would you love to continue watching this show? Or are you going to leave it behind because there are so many things out there to watch? Danny, what do you think?
I would usually say leave it. I'll be honest with y'all. I'm not a huge fan. Obviously, I don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. However, I'm stuck in my house all day, every day, and I'm looking for entertainment in aspects of my life that have had to change. So I'm going to stick with it. Also, after listening to you ladies give your opinions and talk about characters, I'm actually even more into it than I was at the beginning of this episode. And then, of course, I like the aspect of there being a handful of Texans on the show. So I'm in.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I love it as well. As somebody who is a music lover, I don't know how to read music or anything. I'm not like a talented musician or anything, but I am always listening to music, always making the next new playlist, trying to learn to play a couple of instruments. I am drawn to it. And, you know, one of my favorite concerts I ever went to was a Chris Stapleton concert. And he and his wife, they actually look at each other. He has really bad stage fright. And his wife, you know, I've heard this in an off interview or read it somewhere, that he just looks at her the whole time so that he could get through his performances. And just that chemistry of like two people in love that are making great music, there's just nothing like it. So I'm sticking it out because I can't wait to see these performances And that's something that really excites me about the show. I just want to see all these people perform. I don't typically like The Bachelor or shows like that. That's not true. I liked Love is Blind, but those are just not really my go-to shows. But this one I'm going to like a lot.
I love that all three of us came in like, you know what? I kind of hate The Bachelor. That made us a very intriguing panel of ladies to be listening and watching the show and giving our opinions. Because here's the thing. Gals, I do not like The Bachelor or Bachelorette either. And yet, they roped me in on this one. Like, I want to see Ruby get in there and cause some trouble. I cannot wait for Natasha to get in there and tell everyone about how Trevor cheated on somebody some other time. I'm in. Like, I am a curious cat. I want to hear all the gossip. I'm in on this. So I'm loving it. I'm going to stick with it. I can absolutely handle the 6 episodes, 2-hour blocks. I'm going to be popping my popcorn, sitting down, ready for some hair pulling. I hope some falling down. If I don't see dog paddling, I'm calling bullshit. So I think this is going to be a fun show to watch during quarantine with our corn queens,
for sure.
Right?
And I also don't think that the people that gave the roses to the same guys, I don't think that they'll necessarily end up with the same coupled up. And I know that they're going to mix the couples up. I just know to add drama to it, they're going to have you, okay, well, you really like this guy and you have chemistry with him, but what is your performance chemistry with this other guy or girl, you know? I feel like they're going to do all kinds of things like that to just get people even more confused.
And you know, the producers are evil like that. They're like, this date is a threesome. You stand over there while they dance and kiss.
Yeah.
You just stand there and watch. And you're like, no!
You have to sing background.
Oh my God! Terrible. Oh my gosh. So speaking of gossip and where you can get the best gossip, Danny, tell us where we can find you.
You can find me on my website, atxgossip.com. I'm also atxgossip on Instagram, and I am atxgossipdanny on Twitter.
Thank you, girls, so much for coming out with me tonight and talking about a sassy show with some sexy contestants and a interesting premise that's going to keep me hanging on. I'm excited. Thanks, you guys, so much for listening. This is Caroline.
This is Lauren.
And this is Danny.
And we loved it.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.